Here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm speaking to Paul Parker. And Paul, I know you're with Pfizer Animal Health, but you also have another position here, I understand, as chairman of the Sustainable Beef Resource Center. Now, this is new to me, so why don't you tell me what exactly this is that you guys have put together?
Chuck, it's not unusual that the Sustainable Beef Resource Center might be new to you, because we're just announcing that a change in our name and announcing the formation of this Sustainable Beef Resource Center. We'll call it SBRC for short. That would be okay.
Absolutely.
The SBRC was formulated and came together with a mission to provide some information that fills the information gap that exists about why certain technologies are used in the production of beef. And so that's how we came together. Before we were SBRC, we were known as a group called Get It, which was Growth Enhancement Technology Information Team. And just if you think about the name of Get It, what that represented, mm-hmm. it connotates the specific things, hormone use in cattle and feed additives and the things that are all, to consumers, a little scary. We know that from our research. But our real mission here is that those technologies that are used and others that are used in the production of beef, like parasiticides and antibiotics to treat them if they do get sick, are all about improving the productivity of these animals, but also about sustainable beef production.
Mm-hmm.
So the use of these technologies actually help us produce a very sustainable product at lower costs with a positive impact on the environment, because they use less natural resources to put that steak on the table.
And I know there's even recently been some research come out to show that the impact on the environment, if using these types of technologies, is actually beneficial. And so hopefully that word will get out to the consuming public. So where do people go to find SBRC and get some of these resources?
We have a website, and all those resources are on there. It's called it's www.sustainablebeef.org. What you'll find on that website are links to current news and events that are going on in the cattle industry that relating to a sustainable beef production, and also the third-party science-based white papers and research papers that support, with good science background, how these products are used and how they have a positive contribution to the production of sustainable beef and a positive environment.
We'll definitely point people that way. Probably should ask this at the start, but who all makes up this effort? I mean, who's
a part of the SBRC?
Yeah.
Well, the obvious members are going to be stakeholders in this are going to be the animal health companies that make many of these technologies from that standpoint. But in addition to that, other members that are part of this group are stakeholders in the beef industry. So we work closely with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Some members of the State Federation of Beef Councils have participated in our meeting. We reach out to any part of the food chain that sells and represents beef, and they can participate in our group, and we openly welcome them in. So we consider all those to be part of our stakeholder membership.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Paul Parker. He's chairman of what is now the SBRC, Sustainable Beef Resource Center, at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.